friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Navshir of Moshe Berkowitz Shlita. He should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'ase yadav. He encouraged me to give meshachach mashirim, so he deserves this schus. It says in the Torah, v'achalta b'savata v'rach Hashem alokech alar tatova shernosan loch. Should eat, be satiated, and bless Hashem, your God, for the land, the good land that He gave you. So the Meshech Chachma opens up, and he quotes the Gemara in Bracha. So first we'll talk about it outside, and then we'll see it inside. It says in the Gemara over there, see inside the Meshech Chachma. Minayin leBirchas haTorah min haTorah. How do you know that Birchas haTorah are mandated by the Torah? Shenemar ve'achalta v'savata ve'rachta es Hashem Elokecha. So you see, Birchas HaMazon, how do you know Birchas HaMazon is min haTorah? Because it says you should eat and be satiated and bless Hashem after your food. So you see that Birchas HaMazon is min haTorah. So Gemara says, I only know afterwards that Pasuk is talking about after you eat. Eat and then bless. How do you know you make a bracha before? And the Gemara says, we have a kal v'chomer. If when you're satiated you make a bracha, certainly when you're hungry. If you're satiated, you don't appreciate the food as much already. If my stomach is full, when you're hungry, certainly you should make a bracha. I only know Birchas HaMazon says the Gemara. How do you know Birchas haTorah? Kal v'chomer. If you're making a bracha on Chayei Shah, on food, you should only make a bracha on Chayei Olam Haba, Torah. So they learn a kal v'chomer that a person is chayev v'birchas hananin mikal v'chomer. You have to make a Birchas hananin before you eat, because Saveh HaMavarech Kol Shekein Kshu Raiv. You make a bracha when you're full, certainly make a bracha when you're hungry. And we also learn a kal v'chomer they make a bracha on Torah, which is Chayei Olam. Certainly, if you make a bracha on Chayei Shah, you make a bracha on Chayei Olam, on eternal life. So it emerges from this that there's a kal v'chomer to mechayev a bracha ba'achila lefaneha and for divrei Torah. We also make a bracha before we learn. Now the sugyan brachas and the Chaf Aleph Amid Beis Aleph learns a different kal v'chomer. This is Memches Amid Beis. What does it say in Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph? Minayin lebirchas hamazon lacharei min haTorah shenem achatzal tevirachta. Minayin lebirchas haTorah lefanei min haTorah. Here we have a different source for birchas haTorah. Shenemar ki shem Hashem ekra havu godel elokeinu. When I call out the name of God, which is learning Torah, I'll give Him greatness, which is saying the bracha. Am Rav Yechon lamad the brachas haTorah lacharem min brachas haMazon v'kal v'chomer. We learn a brachas haTorah after you learn from brachas haMazon from a kal v'chomer, and brachas haMazon before you eat. From Birchas haTorah from a kal v'chomer. Birchas haTorah lacharem in Birchas haMazon mikal v'chomer. Uma mazon she'ein ton lefanav ton lacharav. Food which you don't have to make a bracha beforehand. You have to make a bracha after. Torah she'tuna lefanav din she'tuna acharav. Torah that you require beforehand. You should certainly have to make a bracha afterwards. So here you have, they have to make a bracha afterwards. Birchas haMazon lefanem and Birchas haTorah b'kal v'chomer and Birchas haMazon before you eat from Birchas haTorah from a kal v'chomer ma Torah shein tuna lachra tuna lefanah Torah which doesn't require without the kal v'chomer beforehand Torah doesn't require afterwards requires a bracha before food that requires a bracha afterwards certainly requires a bracha before. The Gemara says no, you can't learn a kal v'chomer food to Torah because ma lamazon shekein nene food your nene. How can you learn chiyuv bracha and Torah from food? And it's also shver to learn food from birchas haTorah. Can't learn Torah from food because food is hana, and you can't learn food from Torah because Torah is ma'al Torah shekein chayei olam. Torah is eternal life. You can't learn Torah from food, you can't learn food from Torah. There's a pircha on each one. Not only that, V'otanan al-mazim barach l'achar, v'enim barach l'fanav. It's some food, you make a bracha after, not before. So there went the kavachomer to yufta. So we see from the Gemara that you can't learn kavachomer brachas atar from brachas amazon because you're nana hanas haguf. And therefore, you're chayav bracha, mashenkin brachas atara. And you also can't learn a bracha on food from Torah, making a bracha on food beforehand from Torah. Because Torah is chay olam. And that's the maskanas hagemara. And therefore, brachas hanan in the fanah, it's only derabanan. And you also can't learn brachas atara from food. So Birchas HaTorah L'Achareh is also the Rabbanan. So now we can be medaktik, that even though you can't learn Torah from Mazon and not Mazon from Torah, but we still have the Kal V'Chomer and the Sugya and Perek Shlal She'achlu and Memches Amid Beis, that Kshu Saveh Mavarech, Kshu Rai Vel Kol Shekein. So why does the Gemara conclude that Birchas HaMazon Lefanea is only the Rabbanan? That we know we're making a bracha before, but it must only be derabanan because we have a pircha on the kal v'chomer. We have a mishnah on the mazon l'varech l'acharav. So what was beforehand must only be derabanan. Why do you say it's only derabanan? We have the kal v'chomer. If afterwards you make a bracha before, when kishu raiv, make a bracha, certainly kshusaveh, you make a bracha, certainly kshurayv. And also we can learn a different kavachomer. You make a bracha satorah la'achareha from food. Because if the chayesha, you make a bracha, certainly for chayolam, that would be a good source for Birchas HaTorah L'Achareha. So the Meshech Chacham explains that the Sugin Brachas and Ches Amid Beis holds that Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah is a Shevach, and that Hashem gave us the food and He gave us the Torah. And if that's the reason for Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah, then we have a Kal V'Chomer. Kshu Saveh Mevarech Al HaGmul. If when you're satisfied, you make a bracha on God's gift, so when you arrive and you feel much more of an obligation to thank. And also, if on temporary life, you're making a bracha on eternal life, certainly. Like the Gemara says, Ein li ela brachas hamazon, brachas tor minayin, achai shel mevarech, achai olam haba lo kol shekein. So certainly then you're making a bracha on Torah. That's the Sugya and Brachas. But in the earlier Sugya and Mishameso, in the third parak, the Gemara is learning that the reason that you're chayv v'rechas hamazon and v'rechas haTorah is not as we said. It's not on the gemul, it's not on the present that God gave you. But rather, it's in order to fix your maisim. Because when you eat and drink, you're liable to forget Hashem. You're liable to say, Kochavotzim Yadiyas Lisachayil Azeh. Like it says in Brachas, Malei Kresi Zani Bishi. Milia Keresim Mimini Achatoyim Haroim. Rashi says, filling your stomach is one of those sins. Zane, when it says Zane Bishi, it's a bad min, it's a bad type. Zani Matagamin Laminehu Liznoi. It's also much in the Torah. V'chad tzad v'rach Hashem alakecha v'yitzor Hashem asan lach yishamar lecha pen tishkach Hashem alakecha v'zachar et Hashem alakecha v'kren etzach kolach l'atzis chayil. Food makes you forget Hashem. This is to remind you. And therefore the Torah is mechayiv to make a bracha on the mazon in order that you don't become a bal gaiva. And therefore you can't learn a kal v'chomer. When you're satisfied, you make a bracha sonim when you're hungry. No. When you're hungry, you're not going to forget Hashem. You're not going to have gaiva just when you're satisfied. And therefore there's no kal v'chomer to be mechayiv to make a bracha beforehand when you're hungry. And also brachas Torah. And daf chaf aleph, The reason you're making a Berachas HaTorah is not on the praise that Hashem gave you the Torah, thank you so much for this wonderful present, but rather in order that you should be mechaven yourself to be Osek B'Torah L'Shma, and not Chas V'Shalom Zekardam Lachborba. And therefore the Torah says, make a bracha before, learn L'Shma. So then, since that's the reason for the Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah, you can't learn a Chiyuv Levarech La'achar HaTorah Kavachomer from Birchas HaMazon. If you're making for Chai Shah, certainly for Chai Olam, no. Because Birchas HaMazon, after you eat, you might forget God. Aval B'Torah, Fakert. La'achar Limud HaTorah in Chashash. You're not going to forget Hashem. The light of Torah is going to save you from sin. As long as any Nemeinik. Omer HaMeshech Chochme. V'achal Tesvat V'rachtem V'nayin L'Birchas HaTorah Min HaTorah. How do you know that Birchas HaTorah is Min HaTorah? How do you know that Birchas HaMazon, excuse me, I made that mistake twice, is Min HaTorah? Shenamar, this is the sugya in Shlosh HaChulamim Chesamet Beis. Shenamar, V'chatzat V'rachta, Ein Li Alacharov. I only know that you're making a bracha after you eat. The fun of Minayin, how do you know I'm making a bracha before you eat? If when you say shady, they make a bracha only when you're hungry. That's only Berachas HaMazon. But how do I know Berachas HaTorah? That you make a bracha. It's very simple. If you're making a bracha on Chayei Shah, you're certainly going to have to make a bracha on Chayei Olam. Says Rabbeinu, Uveperik Mishameso, and then he quotes the other Gemara. From this Gemara, we have the Bracha and Berachas HaMazon before and after, and then we have Berachas HaTorah from a Kal Vachomer, Chayei Shah, certainly on Chayei Olam. But in Perik Mishameso, Amar B'Yerchan and Laman, Berachas HaTorah, Lachroyam, Berachas HaMazon. Mikal V'chomer, Berachas HaMazon, Lefinam, Berachas HaTorah, Mikal V'chomer. So like we saw, Berachas HaTorah, Lachroyam, from Berachas HaMazon, we learn Mikal V'chomer. Umam Mazon, Shein Ton Lefanav. In other words, like Rashi says, we don't find a Pasuk to make a bracha on food before, requires a bracha afterwards. Torah that requires a bracha beforehand should certainly require a bracha afterwards. Berachas HaMazon lefanam and Berachas HaTorah mikal v'chomer. And we also learn making a bracha on food before from Berachas HaTorah from a kal v'chomer. Torah, which doesn't require afterwards, requires a bracha before. Food that requires a bracha afterwards should certainly require a bracha before. Umasik sham, the bracha shelefanel midrabanan, v'chein b'divrei Torah. And the Gemara's conclusion is that making a bracha beforehand is only midrabanan. Because of our ikala mifrach. Ikala mifrach ma'al mazon shkeinene. So you can't learn from can't learn Torah from mazon, and you can't learn mazon from Torah. Therefore, the bracha on mazon lefaneha is only the rabbanan. And the bracha on Torah Lachareah is only to Rabbanan. You can't learn a Kal v'chomer. V'tayma nira. De'im na'ayin ala tashlam. Al gumul ha'tov shegam alo ha'kodesh baruch hu. Azu Kal v'chomer ma'alya. If the criterion for establishing a bracha is that God gave us a gift, then you have a beautiful Kal v'chomer. Mal chayisha mevarech. If for food which is chayisha you make a bracha, al chayolam lo kol shekein. So certainly chayolam. Like the Gemara says in Daf Mem Ches. So that would be a great source for Birchas HaTorah. Shezet todo bracha avur gemulo shagam leilav Hashem yisbarach. Because that's, God gave you a great gift. Not only did he give you food, he gave you Torah. This Torah is certainly going to require a bracha. And not only that, we also have kishu saveh mevarach kishurayv lakol shekein. If you're appreciating a gift, you're going to appreciate it more when you're hungry. So certainly we can learn making a bracha beforehand from a Kal v'chomer. So that's the sugya there. Ach be'emes ain't a bracha alzeh bilvad. Ako inyan amuchuv an acher shekshoicha b'saveu alu levait. Moshe markasuv pentoicha b'savata shechachta tzashem elokecha malei kriisi zanibishi, like we learned before. And forget God. Achein tziva Hashem yizbarach shekshoicha v'yizba yaz ki Hashem elokim b'toda v'yivarachenu v'yizkor ki hu anasein lecha koch lasis chayu. So you have to remember Hashem. Remember he's the one who gave you power. Not to go off the derech. And from him you take the food to satisfy your soul when you're hungry. That's what it says. Hishamer lecha pentishkach etc. Pentocha v'savata v'ram levavcha v'shachachta v'zacharta ki wanosin lecha koch lasis chayil. So that's the reason for the bracha. Don't make lo shadar kshiach levo midarkei Hashem yisbarach ve'idosav. Don't harden your heart from the ways of Hashem. That's only when you're satisfied that you need this bracha. But not when you're hungry. Hungry, there's no gaiva. So there went the Kal v'chomer of kishu saveya mevarech kishu raiv lo kol shekein. If it's al gaiva, you're not going to have gaiva when you're raiv, only when you're saveya. And Torah, and how are you going to learn what about the Kal v'chomer of al chayisha mevarech al chayolam lo kol shekein? If you're making a bracha on temporary life, you should certainly make a bracha on eternal life. So if the word is gaiva, then you don't need a bracha for learning. You don't need a bracha after you learn. You need a bracha after you eat, but you don't need a bracha after you learn. So the Kal v'chomer of achay olam, achay shom evarach, achay olam akol shekein. If you make a bracha after you eat, you should certainly make a bracha after you learn. For they said before you learn, after you learn. That's the Kal v'chomer in Daf Mem Ches. But if it's gaiva, then you don't have to make a bracha after you learn. Because learning isn't going to bring you to gaiva. You don't need a bracha after you learn. There's no chashash gaiva. Achin b'divrei Torah me'ekar ki yavad adai didan afshi avid. Originally, when you learn, like it says in the Gemara, you're doing it for yourself. Shalomid le'asis rab l'knos chachma. Person's learning to become a rav and to acquire chachma. So therefore, you have to make a bracha before you learn. That's axiomatic. Like the Gemara says, that you learn Birchas Torah Lacharev from Birchas Hamazon Mikal V'Chomer. That if Mazon doesn't require a bracha before, it requires a bracha after. Torah that requires a bracha before, you need to make a bracha before. It should certainly require a bracha after. But now the Gemara rejects that. And the Gemara says the bracha after is only derabanan. Because originally when you learn, you have to make a bracha. You shouldn't learn shalom l'shem shemayim. You shouldn't learn in order to be called a rav. The person's learning, it can have the wrong kavanas, he can go off the derech. If you don't remind this guy that he's learning Torah as Hashem, he's going to use it as a spade to dig, to make himself great, to get a job here, a job there. I see sometimes, Rabbanim, can I not hurry? You can get a nice six-figure salaries. Some jobs, a very hard job, I'm not minimizing it, and I have no problem with somebody making six figures today to support a Jewish family and send your kids to yeshiva. You need six figures at least. But sometimes a person says, instead of being an investment banker, I'll be a rav, I'll also make a lot of money, and then you get a little more on the side, maybe for funerals and weddings, whatever. So that's dangerous. Yuchal heyos sam movis l'masmilim ba. And this can be a drug of death for those who go on the left, like the Gemara says. If you use Torah right, it's life. If you use Torah wrong, it's left. If you use Torah wrong, it's death. And left is also mas milimba. Like it says in Taina Zayin Amud Aleph, Yarev kamotar likhi and tizal katal imrasi. Im talmud chacham hagon hu katal. So if you use to write, then it's a talah, to do of life, and if not, it can kill a person spiritually. It's very potent. So this is all the sugyan daf chaf aleph. And daf memches, we're talking about the gemul. So when we're talking about the present Hashem gave us, it's gevaldik. Chaisha, you're making a bracha on food. Torah is an even greater bracha. Make a bracha there also. You made a bracha after you ate. Certainly make a after you ate. So you make a bracha before you ate, because you realize the present that Hashem gave you, the gift. And Adaf Memches, we're talking about something else. We're talking about not becoming a Baal Gaiva. So before you learn, after you eat, you definitely need to make a bracha like the Torah says. It's dangerous. Before you learn, you definitely have to make a bracha. It's dangerous. You might use it as a kardam lachborba. So kishem Hashem ekra, when I call out the name of God, when I learn its Torah, I'll make a bracha. You come to me in the kind of Torah Lishma and learn for Hashem. Like it says in Avis, if you learn Torah Lishma, you zochel dvarim harbe, you nikurea, oh, avis hamok, mismechas abrias, etc., 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 all these great things. Machsharto, lios sadik, chosid yoshev and emon. Kamosham shel abricha b'torah tchila bein ran sham. The famous Ram, that they didn't make a bracha on the Torah. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? Shel HaBircha B'Torah Tchila. And the famous Ram, I can read the whole Lashon, you can look there. Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Shel HaHaisa Torah Chashuv V'Meneim Kol Kach. Shel HaYoskim Bal Lishma. It wasn't Chashuv in their eyes. You have math, science, history, Torah. It's another period on your schedule. It wasn't chashiv for them. If it wasn't chashiv, that's why they viewed it as not being unique. Then that's a terrible, terrible pagam. Avok shalom atzi, that's before you learn. Before you learn medarvisin, the Torah is very important. Avok shalom atzi notzarach bracha. Ki motza motza chayim. Udask batzuli matzla blesali deichet. When you find that you found life, and Torah saves you from sinning, so afterwards you're beseder gomer, so you don't need any limud, any necessity to make a bracha afterwards. It's kal v'chomer. Birchas tola acharem, birchas hamazon mikal v'chomer, no. Because birchas hamazon, you need to make afterwards so you don't become a bal gaiva, but after you learn, you have the light of Torah. Ba'davuk bod, davik bod, davuk bod, b'shmo yizbarach. Torah is Hashem's name. Ki shem Hashem ekra, I'll call out the name of Hashem. Torah is Hashem's name. Like the Maharsha says, so to the Ramban ala Torah, as Rav Kuperman brings in his footnotes, Zichron Levracha, if you ever want to go to his keber and say a kapitel Tehillim, so Amrachov Bar Ilan, right in Somet Bar Ilan, Yerushalayim, there is the Sanhedrin cemetery there. A lot of very choshev people buried there. Rav Avadya Yosef is buried there. Easy to find his kever, right? When you go in, make a right turn, you go to the corner, and there he is. There are almost always people there. But you have a lot of other choshev yidden as well. Among them is Rav Kuperman and his Rebbetzin. There he started the Mechlala and trained thousands of girls to be Benos Torah. Also wrote his parish in Meshech Chochma. So here's a shout out for the great Rav Kuperman, Zichron Levracha. In any event, he quotes the Maharsha and he quotes the Ramban that the Torah is Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'dovek ba dovuk b'shmo yizbarach, yedovek b'tori yedovek b'Hashem. Ki me'oin Hashem yizbarach hu Torah, God dwells in the Torah. K'mo Hashem r'tzimtzimun bein shnei ba'dei aron l'haris ki nefesh kol b'nei Yisrael kol b'tori HaKadosha. There were so many Jews there. It says in Vayikra Rabbah, Orech HaChatzer Mea Ba'ama V'Rechav Chamishim B'Chamishim Amar B'Yosef Bar Chalafta V'Chol Yisrael Omdim B'Socha. Chol Yisrael Omdim B'Socha. How could it be that the Orech HaChatzer was only 100 Amos long and 50 Amos wide? And all the Jews were there. Ela Echad Zechad Menam HaKomos Shehechzik Amuras HaMeruba. That this is one of the areas that a little bit held on to a lot. When he said approach here, he put them between two of the staves of the Aron. So you have a lashon of Zakfon, he stood them up. Summon, he placed them. Tzimtzimun, he contracted them. Because the Shnei Ba'adei Aron were machzik, all of you, I know that the Shechinah is here. Like that's the Marash, the Mesh Chochma says, Kimon Hashem Yisbarach Hu HaTorah. He was mitzamtzing them, Bein Shnei Adbe Adam Laharis, Ki Nefesh Kol B'nei Yisrael, Kol B'Torah Kadosh, to show we're all in there. We're all included in the Torah. Ba'aleihem Kulam Kechad, K'shem Mechubarim, Yim Ha'edus, Shor Aleihem Shechinaso, Mufas Aleihem Bo'ira. And when they're all Mechubar with the Edus, Aaron had the Shnei Luchos Eidus. So the Shechinah shower on them and reveals himself in its light. So there's still a long way to go to conclude this Mashiach Chachma, a longer piece. And the Pitzos Hashem Darkeni B'Siyata D'Shmaya, I hope that in the next piece we can continue on explaining Gemara and Erchin. Explain the fourth bracha of Haruge Beitar. What's pshat with this bracha? How did Haruge Beitar get into benching? And hopefully we'll continue seeing the flaws Mitaras Hashem. But for our purposes, we learned about the two chiluke sugyas and Daf Memches and Chaf Aleph, talking about two different things, and therefore they have different conclusions. And we should be zochet to continue seeing the flaws Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.